It happened again. Once again last night, BSU played a great first 4 minutes of the game. After that, though, things couldn't have gone any worse.
It was an awful game. And you know what? It was an awful game. It set hockey back 20 years.
Falling back into these complications. Sifting through these ashes from my grave. Trying to find my way.
As has happened numerous times this year, Bowling Green's first shot came after a turnover. That first shot, once again, went in the back of the net.
You know, I mean, I thought there was a lot of time left. I thought our second period, we obviously regrouped a little bit. We had a better second period. In the third period, I thought we laid an egg. I mean, it just, whether we couldn't get going. Again, you got to give some credit to Bowling Green, but again, I'm disappointed in the outcome right there. I mean, 15 shots at home. I don't care if we give up 19, 15. You know, you know what? You got to play inside the dots, and you got to try to win ugly a little bit.
Inside yourself, try to believe in myself. When everyone's telling me I'm worthless, and you think I like it.
Captain John Parker knew after two periods that his team still had a chance, if they got back to basics.
We just got to make sure we have a four or five-man group. Breaking out with speed. We got to get pucks deep and we got to go to work. We're getting outworked on our entries. We just got to release it and get it back as quick as possible.
I try to believe in myself when everyone's telling me I'm worthless and you think I like it.
As badly as the Beavers handled the puck at times last night, so did Bowling Green.
Bowling Green up the ice, turned over, picked up by O'Connor, over for Ward, right circle, shoots and scores! Corey Ward, high glove side. Beavers cut it to 2-1.
Well, they got to return the favor, a turnover.
You better take a good look inside yourself. Inside yourself. Inside yourself.
Things had better change tonight. At least so says the coach of the Beavs.
Again, we didn't have a lot of timing. I don't think there was a lot of rhythm. I don't think we came out of the zone together. Maybe some of that's Bowling Green, but, you know, the bottom line is... We had one line that was good. They were a threat every time they're on the ice. And then after that, again, we didn't manage the puck like we should have. And you have to manage the puck against these guys. You got to get pucks out. They play a different style. And you know what? They took advantage of that. And again, that game was self-inflicted on our part.
Bemidji State looks for some redemption tonight and looks to go into the Christmas break on a high note. The final game of 2015 is next. But first, the Bonusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network.